of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I know the answer to this question, but I want to get your help on this one. This is a message we got over the weekend from a lady called Heather, and I'll just read it to you, and I'd love to get your reaction to it. I have a question for your listeners. Are dogs worth the hassle? I've two children aged 10 and 8, and for the last few months, they've been pestering me and my husband to get a dog. We've never had one, and I'm in two minds. They're a lot of hard work, aren't they? Wrecking the house and the garden. Late night walks. Letting them out in the morning for a pee. Any friend I've spoken to who owns a dog says that they are a lot of hard work and a lot of hassle. But I know my kids would love one. I just don't think we're able for that commitment. What do you think? I want to be sure before getting one. And that's from a lady called Heather. And Heather raises, you know, the animal rights organisations will tell us not to get a dog if we're not going to be able to look after him. And a puppy is for life, not just for Christmas and all of those things that we've been taught over years. So don't get a dog unless you know you're going to be able to care for the dog. But she's asking a simple question. Are dogs worth the hassle? Especially if you have young kids around. Call me now on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Now, I would say, for me, yeah, they are worth it. We had never any intention of getting a dog until Sparky came into our world about 9 years ago. Uninvited, he just invited himself along. No, we found him. He was a stray, and we adopted him. And we had no intention of ever getting a dog, but we did. Best thing ever. Honestly, best thing ever for our household was to take him in. And he's been amazing. But we're not everybody. How do you fit? Are dogs worth the hassle? That's the question. Call me now on 6797981. And if you've any advice on, you know, these are the things you need to be watching out for before you make that decision, call us now. 6797981. Rachel, are they worth the hassle?
They are worth it. We got one there now. He was 8 weeks old through the lockdown I got him.
Oh, really?
And he's the best thing ever, especially for the kids. Like, I have a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old. And the 6-year-old literally gets up in the morning and the excitement to go down to the dog.
Really?
And I have to say, it is worth it. I've always said I'd get a dog, but it just happened to me that I got one.
Yeah, and what made you make the decision? Because obviously this is where Heather is as well. She's, you know, she's thinking the kids would really...
We had dogs when I grew up. So that was kind of one decision. And the little lad, like, for his birthday, he told me he was saving his money to buy a husky. Now, we didn't get a husky.
What sort of a dog did you get, as a matter of interest?
It's a Patterdale Terrier.
Oh, so it's a small enough dog.
It's a small... I always said it'd be a small dog because, like, you don't want a huge dog in the house with kids. Like, but we bring him on walks. The little lad plays him constantly in the back garden. Like, so he's 14 weeks now. But he's fine, like, I have to say. It's the best decision I think I've made with getting the dog.
And what about when life returns to more normality? Will it be easy enough to care for him?
It will, like, because like that, even through it now that you can go out, what I'll do is I'll leave him in the kitchen and we'll go out for a couple of hours just to get him used to being on his own.
Yeah.
So when we do kind of, like, I'm back in work hopefully now on the 1st of July. So when we do get back to work and the kids are back in school, he's going to be used to being left on his own for a couple of hours.
Yeah, exactly. But you're not worried about, you know, what will happen after we all start getting back to normal lives?
Ah, no, a dog is for life. Even after something that we're going to get rid of. I don't understand people that get dogs like that. You say through the lockdown and then, I can't take care of
them. Yeah, that's exactly my point. Yeah. But no, you're not worried about that. So for Heather, would you say they're worth the hassle? And obviously yours is only a little one at the moment. What about poos and all that?
I would like to go out and clean the garden daily and like that. And try and get the kids used to when we bring them on a walk. Like, if they want to go on their own, I won't let them yet because they have to show me. They're going to clean up after it.
Fair enough. Yep, that's good.
You know, I'll go out. Unless they're going to pick it up and show me, well, then I'll let them out because there's nothing worse when you stand on poo outside.
Oh, it's awful, yeah. Only happened to me the day before yesterday, and I thought I had all the poo out of the garden, and bang, on the bottom of
my
shoe.
Oh, it does be a nightmare. I'm literally tracing the garden all the time.
Absolutely. All right, so yes is the answer. They are worth the hassle. Thank you, Rachel. Kira says that Heather should just go for it.
Guys, Kira here. Dogs, they are hard work, and puppies are hard work, and they might wreck the house and wreck the garden, but I'm 41. I was born into a house with two dogs. My two girls were born into a house with two dogs. The relationship between them is magical, like nothing you've seen ever. And dogs make a house a home, in my opinion. Mm. So go for it, missus. You won't regret it.
All right, there you are, Heather, missus. Go for it. Dogs make a house a home. That's interesting, actually, because they do something. And I can't even put into words exactly what it is that they do. Now, we've two dogs now. We've Sparky and Molly. And I, even though they can be a pain in the arse the other time, but overall, if you think about your house without, I mean, I know I can say this for us, I can't imagine our house without the two dogs. Do you know what I mean? It would just be such a weird place. Veronica, you're on 98FM. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, good morning.
Now,
how are you?
Veronica, you also believe that they're worth the hassle.
Yeah, 100%. What she said there, they make a house a home. That's it, yeah.
There is something about that, isn't there?
There is. And you know, and when she has small kids, as they get older and the kids do their own thing, the dog is always, you've seen this, the dog is always happy when you come home. There's always someone there to greet you who's happy. And I don't know, and you have to get up, take them for walks. And they just keep you kind of structured.
Yeah, it really does. And you see, for somebody, and this lady, Heather, has never had a dog, so she's, you know, only looking at other people and looking at the hassle and the work that goes into it. And there is no denying there is a bit of work in having a dog. You know, you don't.
Maybe the main thing is somebody hasn't had it is to choose the right kind of dog. Because I heard the other girl say that they wanted a husky. Now, certain dogs are, you know, they need extra needs. You know yourself with dogs. So maybe to choose the right dog. Maybe to go to the dogs and cat home and talk to somebody there, the RSPCA.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Or go to Dogs Trust or one of them and ask them their advice on, yeah.
100%. They would be able to match the perfect dog with the family.
Yeah.
And they'll never regret that day they got the dog. And you know, the only problem with dogs is they don't live long enough.
They don't live long enough?
Yeah.
Oh, don't start saying any of that. No, Sparky's getting on in years. Don't say that. I don't want to hear it.
No, so is my dog.
I'm blocking my ears.
Go on.
Thanks, Veronica. Thank you. Bye. Tara sent me this message. She just got a dog yesterday.
Hi, Adrian. Just listening to your thing there about dogs. Funny enough, we actually took a dog yesterday from one of the rescue centres, and they gave us the option to foster the dog for a couple of weeks just to see how we get along. And if it suits us and we get on with the dog, I think this is a brilliant idea. It also gives the dog a break from wherever the rescue centre is. I'm pleased to say the lady came home with us yesterday afternoon, and it feels like she's almost been in our house forever. So I think probably more than likely adoption will go ahead with this one. But I do think it is a big decision, and think your kids need to be aware of the responsibility. I'm lucky now that my youngest is just becoming a teenager, and I think it's the right time for them to understand. It isn't for everybody, but based on what we've seen so far and the amount of dogs out there that need good homes, I think it's definitely worth it. Okay, love the show. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Tara. And on the other side of that coin, Dahi isn't a fan of getting a dog.
Hey, Jen, how you doing? Just on the dogs there. You can't come on there, so I said I'd send you a sneaky WhatsApp. But no, they're not worth it. Absolutely not. The amount of crapping and peeing they do all over the house, and you know, having to bring them out for walks late at night time, and you know, if you have kids, and they'll be jumping all over the kids, and not to mention the hair. The hair all over your house and all, and there's nothing worse than going into someone's house and sitting down on something, and you know, and you get up and you know, your bleeding tops are full of hair and all, and you know, what have happened? Like, you know, if I was walking down the stairs to get a drink at 3 a.m. or something, and I was in my bare feet, and I walked in a big puddle of poo or something like that, you know, I'd be kicking the dog.
All right, not for you, Dahi. Okay, fair enough. Catherine Woods is an animal healer and dog expert. And Catherine, your point on this whole thing and answering Heather's question, should I get a dog? The kids are pestering me. Your point is, do your research first.
Oh, your research, you obviously go to a rescue centre. I would beg people never to go to the cruel breeders. The way they treat them is appalling. Every rescue centre in the country is full to breaking point. I'm a supporter and a volunteer at Husky Rescue Ireland. And what we would do here is we would meet the family. We would introduce, you know, several dogs to the children. They would come down, do a meet and greet for several weeks, and then foster with a view to adopt, with a lot of backup support.
And the fostering, I have heard of it before, but the fostering means you take the animal to your own home for a couple of weeks and see how it works out, basically.
You do. And there's no pressure on you. We would give backup help. You know, there's a few of us volunteers at the end of the phone if you need anything. Your last caller, very sad for him that he's never had the love of a dog because you're rescuing your best friend. House-trained dogs don't pee and poo in the house. You bring your dog to a groomer. You brush and wash your dog the same as you wash and brush your children. You treat your dog basically like one of the children. You never, ever take a dog and leave him chained up at the back or leave him on his own for long periods of time. It's like basically, it's like a decision, will we have another baby? That's what it is. Will we adopt a child?
It kind of is. And you need to look at it that way. And if you already have two children, then one more mightn't make much of a difference.
And you know what? My daughter was reared with two rescue German Shepherds in her bed. It teaches children kindness, respect for living creatures. They, of course, have to pick up the poo. You have to have a few bob to invest in the neutering, the worming, the fleeing, the microchipping, training if necessary. But absolutely, the joy that a dog brings to you is like nothing you'll ever feel in your life.
Yeah, no, I have to say, from my, like I said earlier on, 9 years ago, we had no intention of ever getting a dog until our dog came into our lives. He invited himself, and he's been with us ever since. And I can't imagine the last 9 years without him. I just can't.
And the other thing is then, of course, as an animal rescuer myself and an advocate of Husky Rescue Ireland, I would never have one dog because I just lost one of my giant Akita. So I just went in April. And it's worse than a human.
It is. I'm dreading the day. In fact, I'm sticking my fingers back in my ears again.
I know.
If somebody wanted to foster, where would you go?
Well, I would say, because I'm an advocate and supporter of Husky Rescue Ireland, I would say go onto our webpage, you fill in an adoption form, very stringent adoption form and home checking, obviously.
Okay, but say, for example, a Husky mightn't be for everybody because they're fairly large dogs.
Okay, well, we have Huskies, we have Akitas, we have German Shepherds, any rescue centre. Maggie and Dogs Trust has something like 78 dogs, from puppies to 12-year-old dogs.
Okay, so there are lots of places. So do your research first, but ultimately they are worth it.
They're worth it. It's like training your child. Their children. I recommend it highly. And if don't like dogs, don't get a dog.
Exactly. Thank you very much indeed. Catherine Woods is an animal healer and dog expert. Let me play just a couple more WhatsApps before we wrap this up. This is from Michael.
Yes, get a dog. Here's the list. Dogs are better than humans. Humans are better than cats. Job done.
Okay. And Peter also recommends fostering.
Morning, Adrian. Peter here. Why doesn't she try and foster a dog and see how she gets on with that?
It's a great suggestion. And Heather, I know you're listening. That seems to be the overriding suggestion. Get onto one of the dog rescue places and foster a dog for a couple of weeks and see how you get on. And finally, Jake is a young man who sent me this message.
We have two dogs, two kids, and a big smelly Frankie that farts every second.
Thank you very much indeed, Jake. And thank you very much. I think the message is, yes, they are worth it, but dip your toe in the water first and foster for a short while.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.